gathers together the Shvatim. Vayikri Yaakov Vilbonov Vayoyme. He also Vyagidu Lochem Eisa Sheyikri Yoschem Ba'achis Hayom. Yaakov Avinu had a plan before Birchus Yaakov Vilbonov, before he was going to give out brachas. He wanted to be Megala to them, the Kates. Kates Hayom, at the end of days, what's going to be? All of a sudden, he was Bikes Galas as a Kates for Nistam Imen. It was Nistam Imen, what the English was cut off from him. Couldn't see. Said Yaakov Avinu Shneit Chazal. Yaakov Avinu Chapta Pachat. Chapta Pachat. Was is? Weiss the Chois, the Shvotim are not Rui. They're not Rui for me to be Megala the Kates to him, for them. Yaakov Avinu the Bechir Shabalas. The Pachat when he lost Yosef HaTzadik. The Pachad, he's supposed to be Maimid, Shneim Esrei Shvotim, and have a Mita Shleima. The Bechir Yishuv Ovis, he was Maimid Klal Yisrael, they're all supposed to be Sholei. Now Yaakov Avinu Chab the Pachad, Shema Yesh Ben Psul. Maybe there's a Psul, but a Shvotim. You're not Roy for me to be Megalat on the Kates, I said there's a Psul. Shneid Yaakov Avinu. They said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. Yaakov Avinu Chabta Adab Pachad, he called out to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Shvotim said to him, Kishem, Sheyesh Lecho Echot Balev, Yesh Lono Echot Balev. They were all, as called today, on the Derech. We're all on the Derech. We're okay. We're doing fine. There's no Psuk. Once heard from Rabbi Yezer Tutz, Shlita, the Sheshiva from Tifrach. Intense, everybody was scared. What in the world was she going to bring us from her Sheshiva from Tifrach? It's Klal Yisrael. Shalai Echot Bilvad, Omad Aleinu Lechaliseinu. Klal Yisrael was in times of disaster. There was a Yid in the Holocaust. He was in the camps. They were working. All of a sudden, the Yid cried out, Simchas Torah is Haim. Today, Simchas Torah, Abaisai. We don't have a Sefer Torah. Abel HaMetansin, Simchas HaTorah, let's dance. Simchas HaTorah. That's what he's thinking about. The Boisai, we have things to do. We have to worry about saving our lives. He's worried about simple story of Amatansi. There was a Yid in Siberia one time. Started to kvetch. He said, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm freezing. Siberia, I'm freezing. I'm tired. I'm working. Stuck in Siberia. And there's a guy in America, sitting in a nice, toasty, warm house, named Roosevelt. Rafael Pichain, he said, he gave a big announcement in Siberia. He gave a big announcement. Rafael Pichain, and I'm a boy, Rebbeinu Shalom, Shalom, Asari Goy! On him, I'm thinking. I wouldn't trade places with him for any money in the world right now. Ezra Pilt said, where in the world did Klal Yisrael get this koyach from? And you hear stories and stories and stories. My grandfather, for the first half of the war. It's not clear exactly when he lost. He lost it. He didn't end up saving it. He was running with the Sefer Torah. He was very sinistic about it. He never really spoke about it. But his good friend told my father one time that they were running away together. He said, "Yeah, the three of us used to sleep in a bed together. They had a bed, whatever it was, in those days. They had a little bit straw, a little bit maybe a blanket." He said there was a blanket. That's how they covered the three of them. My father said, "The three of you, what was the three?" He said, "Me, him, and the Sefer Torah." They were trying to save the Sefer Torah. They ran away from their town. His parents were killed. He said, "He was a teenager then." And that was what was on their mind, to save a Sefer Torah. What? Where did Klal Yisrael get this from? In times of tzoris, in times of pachad, call out to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what we have to do. We have to be with the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's up there, because we got it from this parasha right over here. That koyach was given to us by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu called together the Shvatim. This was the grand finale. Yaakov Avinu was leaving this world. He was ready to megala the kates, the bechiru shebaovis, Torah, MS, everything came out from Yaakov Avinu. He was giving over now to the Shvatim the kates. It's like, oh, this is a case. All of a sudden, blank. Imagine that. You get up to say of Joshua, they bring in the Godel Ador to tell Klal Yisrael, what's the secret? Who to vote for? Excuse my. He gets up, everybody's listening, wants to hear. No. Blank. I have those little sheets I prepared. Blank. Yaakov and Chata Pachad. They're not Roy. The Shvatim. I've aced them. I was supposed to leave over Amita Shleima. 12 good children. All your Shemayim. Chata Pachad. What do you do? Called out to everybody in the Shvatim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. That's what a Yid does in times of Tzoros. That's what a Yid does when he's being taken away from everybody in the Shvatim. Dafka more. Dafka connects to the Eibishter. He cries out, if it has to call out, if he has to scream to put himself in the right, on the right track, that's what he has to do. Shalei Echad Bilvad Omar Aleinu Lechad Lo Yiseinu. Every single generation has somebody that's trying to rip apart the Yidden. Nowadays, look around. Bechol dor v'dor. Bechol dor v'dor, our generation. It's a gevaldik. Kailim, yeshivas, shuls. People can't even decide which shul to daven in. Gevaldik. Never in the history of Klal Yisrael did we have this. Unbelievable. What's wrong? Who's trying to get us? Bechol dor v'dor, omad aleinu lechad lo yiseinu. Look to us today, the biggest fighter. Who's the biggest fighter? Everybody can guess the answer. It's the Yetzer. Dafka the Yitzhar. Yitzhar gets in. I always say, shame, Rov in Brooklyn, my father once spoke to. And he said, you know something? He said, America, he told him. America! Kavaldiga, America. He's about to break trash America. America managed to do to the Yidden, he said, what Hitler Yamach Shemai couldn't do to the Yidden. So Yidden, what was Yidden? No matter what they did to them, they were always Yidden. They broke them, they beat them, they shot them. They were always Yidden. So America managed to take that away. To make them forget that a little bit. To integrate them. The Blumenkrantz, I just remember some of those. To make them look psychedelic. Make them forget that Shaloy Osani Goy. What do you think about Shaloy Osani Goy? Think about the streets. Oh, I'm not that guy. We're the most Choshiva Goy out there. Who would really want to be. You can't say the one sitting in the White House today, because even that people would want to be, right? The one that maybe used to be sitting in the White House. A Choshiva Goy. Feel the Shaloy Osani Goy. Even though I'm the Yid cleaning the streets. Afal Pichin. Our generation said, no, he isn't. Our generation is unser Dor. What's the lotion? The famous song, I can't forget. V'chol zois shimcha lo yishokach. V'chol zois, in my days it was a famous song. V'chol zois shimcha lo yishokach. We can come to the Rebbeinu Shalom and say, we've been battered, we've been beaten. V'chol zois shimcha lo yishokach. I'm here, you see, I'm sitting at the Raif, I'm saying that, right? It's a Monday morning or a Thursday morning, which is a long Shachar's day, and I managed to get up for Shachar's, and the storm, I'm sitting with my tefillin on already because it's the end of davening. I'm sitting here. I'm here. We didn't forget you, Rabbi. No, Al Tishkoche. You can't forget us. I'm still here. You're still here. State. This parsha is a full. We could go on forever. How many hours did it take that? 45 hours? Full. This parsha Vayechi, Birchas Yaakov Lubonov. Full. Mamish. Starts off with Ruvain. Now, we always have a pachad, have a Kabbalah from our day, and we have to be very, very careful when we talk about this. What we're not talking about, like, oh, you know, like they did something wrong. It's not like us selling our brother, they sold the brother, right? I have a friend that they pushed the brother out the window. It's not clear today. Till today, it's not clear if it was on purpose or not. No, it was okay though. We're just a little bit brain down. No, it was okay. It was okay, but you know, it was an accident. Kitzel. These midas from the mashu shibam mashu. From this thing, we're talking about the shiftei koch. Shiftei koch. They had a koch to destroy the world. They had koches she'ein kamayu. But a mashu and mashu can learn from them and what it is, tikkun amidus, and what we have to work on. Is Ruvain, we know, Yaakov Avinu started off, he gave Teichocha. Gave to Ruvain Teichocha. What was the Teichocha to Ruvain? B'choyri ato koichi bereishis oini. Yes, it's a ace. Says Rashi, yes, it's a ace. Really, you easily say yes, alachicho, b'kahuna. What was the problem with Reuven? Reuven was over chait, right? We know he was over chait. He was doing tshuva his whole life, the ma'aser, right? For the rest, he was doing tshuva. And because he was doing tshuva, Rabbi brings that. That's why he was zeichet to see the emes by Yosef. Why he didn't want to, he wanted to go back and save Yosef, right? He saw the emes. He was zeichet with tshuva. Yaakov Avinu. What was the taina on Reuven? The guy said taina. You were right. You were more, you could have been more than this. Kahuna! You didn't chap your gadlus. You let your emotions take you away. That was the time I'm moving. Pachas kamayi. Pachas kamayi. You let your emotions take you away. You let your midas take control of you. You were right. You didn't chap your gadlus. Koichi bereishis oini. Person doesn't clap, like Rav Huttner used to say, right? This Beis Medrash used to say, his Beis Medrash is full of a bunch of apikurs. Because in his Beis Medrash, some would say, yeah, but in his Beis Medrash, apikursim, he said, we don't believe in ourselves. A person doesn't clap is godless. It's you don't believe in yourself. It's an avla, it's an avera. You're not living up to your potential. Push doesn't chap the godless in him. Not me, I can't, it's not for me. Well, he's doing gewaldic. This guy is doing gewaldic. But not me. It's not me. He must have been born that way. No, you knew this guy 2 years ago. He was doing the same thing you were doing. No, but it's very easy. Parcel yourself up. I know a guy who was the same. Kaddish derabonon. Bury yourself. It's finished. It's very easy. After 120, you know, you just didn't create me with it. All of a sudden, you see this giant. They bring out this giant, like what happened to Yitzchak Chacham Inspector. Bring out this giant. Who's that guy? You don't even recognize the guy because you never saw him. Rabbi said you never looked in the mirror. Of course I did. Not that mirror. This mirror. The Kishkis. It goes weiter. Shimon Velevi, Achim Klei Chomos, Chayoseim. Shimon Velevi, what was the grace of Shimon Velevi? Or, when he says to them, Shimon Velevi went in, they destroyed the star, right? They messed with their sister. Anybody knows, anybody starts up in a family, right? They're going to pay. They started up with Bnei Yaakov. You don't do that, like they said. Something like that you don't do, right? They got upset, and they went in, and they destroyed Shechem. They destroyed Shechem, the ganze Shechem. All of a sudden, Yaakov comes over here, gives Musa. Or Apom. He didn't say that. He didn't say you did something wrong. You did something wrong, I don't see over here. The problem was that they did it with their out of Kass. They did it from Kass. Even if a person can do the right mice, but if it's from Kass, it's from Midero, it's from a Midero. You have no interest. A person has to work on his Midas. That's godless. That's godless in a person. It says over here, the Eben Shleim, the Goyim, yeah? The Goyim. The Goyim was against anything and anyone that didn't hold from 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 30, right? The Goyim. The Litvish Welt lives off the Goyim. The Goyim, they're doing the Goyim. Tere, tere, tere. What does the Goyim say? The first thing in Eben Shleim? Kol avoides Hashem toli betikun amides. What are you talking about? Scratch that. This is called Avodah Hashem Tali, but Limud HaTorah. Tikkun HaMidos. Shehem K'mo Levush LaMitzvos U'Klei HaTorah. They're the Levush to the Mitzvos, right? The person can go over and naked, right? So you do Mitzvos. Without Midos Tovos, naked Mitzvah. They're the Levush for the Mitzvos. And they're the Klolei HaTorah. Kilo says, I'm okay. They're the Klolei HaTorah Kula, if you wanted to know. What are you going to tell them? What you don't like, don't do yourself, don't do to others. Midas. Midas, that's a color turkul. Uchalachatoyim, mushroshim b'midas. Any hate a person does is mushroshim midas. Like we said, I feel you're doing the right thing. I feel you're doing the right thing. If it's done with bad midas, it's not the right thing. You can't do it. You can't do it. The hamidas mushroshim b'avi yasoidas. Get into that. Next. Ikr chiyus ha'odom hu lehizchazik tamid b'shvias hamidas. That's the Iker Chiyus HaOdom. A person's life has to be based on working on his Midas. What are you doing now? I'm working on my Midas. V'ilav, l'malei chayim. What do you lie for? It's the going. The going. L'malei chayim. What do I have life for if I'm not working on my Midas? State in Ovis. Abiyosi Oymer. That's stam a good word. In Benodam Lachaveir, right? Respect other people's things like you respect your own things, right? When you borrow someone's thing, it's a different shmooz. Vahaskin atzmcha lilmoy Torah. Masakin yourself to learn Torah. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina. All of a sudden, he takes a left turn. Haskin atzmcha lilmoy Torah. Haskin atzmcha, you're masakin yourself to meet this Torah. What happened? It's the wrong, what's it called? The tikkun has to be over here on the ois, the letter, the print. The wrong printing. He said Torah. It didn't say Takan Atzmach or Amidus Torahis. Kedesha Tilmar HaTorah. In order to learn Torah, Amidus Torahis. Then, the Tagia of Mailas HaChasidus. It doesn't need to become Chasidus. Mailas HaChasidus. Then you'll get to Mailas HaChasidus. Only with Amidus Torahis. Only then can a person first learn Torah. Only then can a person learn Kaimitus. Amidus Torahis. Person, it's late. So, like I said, we have 45 hours. My ride's not going to wait 45 hours. That's the problem. Over the ma'isa, a little bit. Yeah, we got three important lessons over here. A person's in tzar, a person's lost, a person doesn't know where to find himself. Remember, the Rebbeinu Shloim was always with. The Ibishta is down with the earth. It's right here. Scream out, cry out to the Rebbeinu Shloim, no matter how far away we are, nobody can take that away from us. Nobody can take that. I ran into this lady years ago, my mother. This lady used to live down the block from us, an old lady, a European lady. I never really, my parents had to do with them. I was a little kid. I said, I worked with my mother on every day. And I think her husband had been nifter already. And she looked at me and she said, what are you learning? I said, in the mirror, shall I? She said, keep learning. That's my plan, but like, what do you saw? You know, all of a sudden she's getting in my face, this little lady, stuck up here on me. She said, I was in the room. I saw everybody! And they kicked us out of our houses and we all left. And we left everything behind, she said. Up there was a Kalem Pere. He said, the ones who learned Pere? They took with them. That's the only thing we took with them. The person had Pere. Your Shemayim, that's the only thing a Yid takes with him. Everything else is just materialism. This is probably not going to exist one day. Probably won't. Our bodies also won't exist one day. I don't want to depress everyone. I'm talking about the kishk, the inside of a person, the person's neshama, has to be connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that's where it came from. That's where it came from, right? It came from the higher levels of the world, Nefesh HaChayim, right? The Olamos. To run. Great. Without Kol Panim, that's the lesson. Okay. Connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom. To be maki our milis, live up to them. Yeah? And to be this place. What kind of place?